I'm here on behalf of Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council, and we are having this Sunday a Nagani musical Christmas tour at five different locations in Nagani. So this is the first time we're doing anything like this, and we're pretty excited about it.
So what is it? What's happening? Where and when?
Well, it'll be on Sunday, Sunday evening from 5 to 7:30 p.m., and it'll be a group of five different locations. Two of them are public locations, the Emmanuel Lutheran Church right on the highway and the Nagani Historical Museum, and then three private residences. And each place will feature kind of a different themed Christmas decor plus music, musical guests, ranging from... we'll have Mike Waite at one house doing a kind of an acoustic Christmas. Mm-hmm. We'll have the Nagani High School Chorale at another place doing Victorian Christmas carols. And we've got a Lumines trio, guitar, flute, and cello trio at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And so we're just really excited about it. And we're kind of just, we took the whole Christmas tour idea and took it up a notch with adding some music.
The hours again were from when to when?
From 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Okay, so there's a definite good sort of, I should keep a moving sort of approach to it, that you're not going to keep them, 3-4 hours or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Where'd the idea come from? You said this is the first time to give this a go. And the group just kind of said, let's try something like this and see what happens?
Yeah, we decided to do, during the winter months especially, what we're calling our social event series, to help raise some funds for the operation and the restoration of the Vista Theater in downtown Nagani. And so this is the second event of our series. We had November, we had a nice dinner and presentation with Carl Bonack, mm-hmm. and that was pretty popular. It was a smaller event, though. This is quite, can get as large as we need it to, so as many people can come through.
How can people take part in it? What's the process? Do you have tickets, or do you have to sign mm-hmm. up at the theater, or what?
Well, there are tickets available now down at the Vista Thrift Shop. It's $15 in advance, $20 the day of the event. And so we're encouraging people to get their tickets down at the thrift shop just because it's a little easier. Mm-hmm. They will also be able to get tickets at the locations if they need. We'll have mm-hmm. some on site.
If people want to find out a complete list and locations, where can they look?
They can go to the Vista Theater website, which is the vistatheater.org.
The Vista Theater, I mean, a lot of people know about it as it's the home base for PAC, but there's a lot more to it, isn't there? It's got definitely a history.
Oh, yeah. It was built in 1925, and at the time, there were actually eight theaters in downtown Nagani, or the history of Nagani, I should say, includes eight theaters, and this is the only one remaining.
Hmm.
It's got a very rich history, and it actually started out as a movie theater, and there was an organ up in the balcony that they used to accompany the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth preserving, and so we're working very hard to try to keep that ball rolling.
In terms of this particular event and other things, I'm sure you have other things that you're thinking about doing over the course of the year. Mm-hmm. What are some of those ideas? Maybe people could be aware of that you're looking at doing some fundraising events. Do you have those listed maybe already, or just kind of forming those?
We're kind of both. Mm-hmm. we have a couple on the books right now. We've got an evening with Fred Reedholm coming up at the Union Station in Nagani, another kind of historic spot in downtown Nagani that was recently refurbished. And that's on January 25th. And then for the spring, March 28th, we're planning an event called All Hands on Stage, where we're going to bring out people. We've had a lot of people come forward saying, hey, I'd love to help, do this at the Vista, or do that at the Vista, help get it into shape and everything. And so we're going to take people up on their offer, and we're having this All Hands on Stage event, and we're going to bring people in to work on the theater. Hopefully we'll have some exciting little things going on, and then we'll feed them with a big barbecue and stuff like that.
Mm, okay.
And it'll be just in time to get the season kicked off for the actual theater productions.
And if people, I was going to ask you about that. I'm sure that there's people that want to get involved with the theater, with the historic side of it.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do that, how do they find out more information?
Well, they can call over to the folks who are over at the thrift shop most of the time, which is right next to the theater now. That's very convenient. Or if they know a board member, they can talk to a board member. The Vista, the website, as I said, is vistatheater.org, and the number down at the thrift shop is 475-7188.
Well, tell us again, for those that are just joining us, perhaps about what's coming up with this this Christmas event in particular.
Well, this is the Nagani Musical Christmas Tour, and it's a combination of five different locations in Nagani, three private residences and two public places, where we'll have Christmas decorations and music of different kinds at each location. We'll have Christmas cookie treats at each location, hopefully a little bit of beverage. And it'll be pretty casual, but I think people will like it. We've got one house that has a Scandinavian Christmas theme. My house is actually on the circuit, and that's kind of a natural theme. And then we have a church at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We've got a display of more than 200 nativity scenes.
Mm.
Plus the Luminesque, the trio that I mentioned, and then at the historical museum, they've got kind of a historical theme and folk music, and then we've got one other house where it'll be kind of a classical Christmas theme with a grand piano and Christmas carols on the grand piano.
And this is coming up when and where?
This is coming up on Sunday, December 14th, this Sunday, and it is from 5 to 7:30 p.m. People can get their tickets in advance down at the Vista Thrift Shop in downtown Nagani, or the day of the event.